Hey
there, Hank. This your girl Dominique LeBlue. I am so glad you are on Anchor. Now I can listen to you while I drive. Anyways, much success. See you around. Bye.
Oh, good old Rootman. You can't make. Hey! What's going on, y'all? That good old root beer. A&W, Barks, Barrel, whatever. I like all of it. You know who it is, though. It's your boy, Big. Tank. Hey! Coming at you with another Friday live stream. And we got a good one. We got a good one. We got one of our Fish fam, our dedicated Fish fam, you see her getting her chat ride on. She believes in being in the chats. She's one of my moderators. She's a supporter. Bunny Viper. And we're going to bring her up, y'all. Y'all give her a warm round of applause as she comes in. And she's going to let you know a little bit about herself.
Hi.
There you go.
Hey.
Hello, ma'am.
How's everybody?
How you doing? And I said,
well,
could you hear me in the back?
Just now? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I'm like, I introduce people. I don't even know if they hear me before I bring them up.
That's I can see you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
could
you see
okay.
me?
No, I couldn't see you when I took you down. But
oh, okay.
All right. Let's see who we got over here in the chat first. Hey, but then you got them. Hey, you're a popular lady. You got them in here tonight. You got them. You got them in here. I'm trying to tell you.
I love my fish fam.
Snoochie Booch.
Snoochie.
First in. Crown Tail Half Moon. How do? Gina's Reef.
Oh, there's my girl.
Vibes Aquatics. Stephen P says, Ivy.
It's Stephen Peeps.
Atkins. Ian, what's going on?
Dear. Nice.
All right. Mark Sterlson. Good day.
Good day.
MNC Aquatics, what's going on?
Nice.
Fish Dreams. Thunder Aquatics. Travis Miser, old chat jump. Window liquor number 5.
It's not a party till window liquor gets here.
Welcome in, window liquor. Peplin Creek, what's happening, man? What's happening?
Hey, what's that, Ryan?
Ooh, Scuba Steve, what's going on? Big Scuba. Easy, what's happening? Where you leave Melvin at, Big Easy? Where you leaving? Surf City Cichlids, what's going on? Verily, KC, how do? Uh-oh, chat, there we go. Lonnie, a.k.a. Looney Tunes, Thunder Aquatics, GP Snakes, Gershon, welcome in,
Gershon.
Sir. Patty, Petite Tanks, what's happening, ma'am?
Patty came to give me a hard time.
Patty's going to turn up.
Patty shows up and give everybody a hard time.
See, they say it's still jumping, Okay. All right, ma'am. Oh, Bob Taylor. What's going on, sir?
Hi, Bob.
All right. Ma'am, for the very few people, just few that's in there that don't know you, give them a little introduction. Tell them about the small you to the big you, and then we can roll.
All right. Well, my first fish tank was when I was about 6 years old. My parents had a 55-gallon salt, and I was telling Hank how we thought that was the biggest tank ever. And it wasn't. When I went to the store recently, we looked at a 55, and I thought, that's the littlest thing ever. So we had that saltwater tank, and then I've kind of had fish tanks off and on all throughout my life when it allowed. And yeah, so that's where I'm at now. I had 20 tanks a couple months ago. Now I'm down to 7, I think, so.
20 you know, down to 7?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot. I had a lot. Well, for me, that was a lot. But I just couldn't handle that many tanks. So I had to consolidate.
Okay, okay. It makes sense. It makes sense. You know, it takes a long time sometimes for us to grasp that, you know.
Yeah, it was hard on the back, you know.
I had Jeffrey Watts joke on me because I'm in this little prison cell size fish room here, and I can barely do my intro muscle flex anymore because I'm just putting tanks in here.
yeah.
All right, let's see. We got some more people fell in the door. Let me back up a little bit.
How you doing, baby?
Renee, what's going on? Whip. Whip's World. Jimmy P. What's happening? What's happening? We got it. Is that it? Jeffrey Watts just came in the door. Hey, just spoke on you. Relaunch the Empire, Melly Mel. What's happening, man? EJ, what's going on?
EJ.
Finally, a face to the name. I hear you. All right.
Who said that? Who hadn't seen my face?
EJ say, finally, a face to the name.
Oh. Hi, EJ. Nice to meet you, darling. Good to see ya.
Hey, EJ, that's part of why she's on here, man.
Right, I've been hiding.
Let me bring Bunny Viper up here. See who Bunny Viper is.
Thank you. Hey, well, that's my parrot. She's going to laugh with us, my bird.
Hey, happy bird. I'm not mad at that. As much happy as we can get.
That's
too
right.
Coolie for schoolie. What's going on? Coolie. Man, they're just rolling in here. We better get started. Hey, we're going to come back to y'all. So, how you get, give us a broad overview of how you got into the hobby.
A broad overview. Well, I can tell you, I was always fascinated with pet stores. Any chance I got to go in a pet store, I was going, and I was spending a lot of time in front of tanks. You know, they've got that magic, that they just have that magic. And even as a kid, I mean, not just a little kid, even as a teenager, when I might should have been getting in trouble, I was in pet stores looking at aquariums and, you know, chilling. Yeah, really beautiful. So it's the nature of the thing. It just, you know, it's a loving, peaceful, enjoyable, calming, soothing, you know, endlessly entertaining thing. And to have live creatures in your care is a high calling. You better take it seriously. You know, they depend on you for everything. So.
Most definitely.
So I cherish my little baby fish, you know.
Yeah, see, we're about the same age. And I remember where fish was sold almost everywhere.
The gas station. Yeah.
I was a little kid. I'm going to go here. We're going to such a store. Y'all know where to find me. I was never lost. I might not have been with you, but I was never lost. I was at the fish tanks in the back of the store.
That's right.
Or the bait tanks in the back of the gas station. Or
oh, definitely. Definitely. Feeling all bad for the minnow on the floor. I'm 6. Can I have that one? But look, I'd throw a hook through his face just as quick as anybody else when I was a kid. I sure would. I didn't have any qualms.
Woolworths, I see you. I see you, Renee.
The fish at Woolworths.
Oh, my goodness. They had fish everywhere. Hey, Ian.
Yeah.
And Kevin, they had fish everywhere, man. And I was at home washing the tank and the rocks and everything with soap. You know, nobody told me about.
Oh, I know, right? Bleach it every week. Make sure they're clean.
Bacteria. Nothing. Yeah. What's up, Kevin? Man, glad to see you back around, man. Glad to see you. Yes, ma'am. I remember those days. So, how many tanks out of tanks you have running, what all do you have in those tanks?
Well, let's see. I just set up a tank for some pea puffers that I do not own yet. I am changing a tank. Well, let's see. I've got guppies in one. This is a short answer. I've got some blue Hawaiian guppies, some really nice blue Hawaiian guppies. And they just had their first fry today, so I'm thrilled about that.
Okay.
And let's see. I've got, oh, Lord, I forgot the ones in the kitchen. I've got some bettas. I've got two bettas myself. And I'm keeping three that I got from my friend's children that she's conveniently never managed to come get. And so every payday, I'm buying them a little bit of toys and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I'm like, just get them the 10-gallon tank so I got everything else they need. So I have too many bettas right now.
Oh.
I've got, I've got some Epiplatys sex fasciatus, which is a killifish.
Okay.
I think it's six lined or six barred killifish. Beautiful little things, and I love them. They're little predatory dart, you know, they dart in and out and get stuff. So they're really cool. I've got some empire gudgeons. That's a weird looking fish. Do you know what fish I mean? Empire gudgeon? That's a weird little fish with their little zombie eyes. But they're cool. I like them. And then I've got a pleco or two floating around. And then in my 60 gallons where I ended up putting everything that's going in my 180, which, let's see, I've got some small-scale archer fish. There are two angel fish, one severum. I've got a female balzanii. I've got seven Geophagus wine milleri. Five albino hechilii, the thread fins, and some electric blue acaras and stirbi corys. That's my stock list.
Gotcha. What's your favorite?
Oh, dang. I don't know. I'm hard pressed for that. I think about that a lot. And I love those little killifish a lot. I had some fancy goldfish and they had a special place in my heart, but I had to put them down, unfortunately. But they were water puppies, you know, I love them a lot. Beauty wise, I don't know, I've got some good competitors. I think I bought most of these for fins, you know, it seems like that seems to be the thing. They all have patterns or really fancy fins, seems to be what I like. So I like these hechilii, they're pretty because they're albino. So they're pale, but they have yellow. And they've got a little pink in their eye, plus a little red spot. Pink lipstick. Their fins have polka dots and stripes. And they're tipped with red. I mean, so they're just amazing. So, I don't know. If you said, I'm going to kill all your fish but one, pick one, I'd have a hard time deciding, you know.
No, that's not good. But now you gave me something. You gave me something to think about. I'm like,
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
My least killifish.
You think?
I think the most, and that's the least extravagant is not the word I'm looking for, but you know what I'm saying? It's the most muted, you know, but
Right. That's how mine are too. Mine are kinda subdued. They have subdued coloring, but are very cool fish.
Yeah, they just be chilling up there. They got the special tank right up here with the Sand Creek Aquatics Nathan Alexander sticker on it, you know, plant it up and everything, you know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite? What fish would you get if you could just get any fish and legality wasn't an issue or anything? Just if you could just have what you wanted, what would it be?
And especially if I had the tank for it, it would be one of those snakeheads from overseas. Now,
me too.
I like the ones here, but again, they just have the, you know, the dark, you know, black, gray, but those blue, red, you know, oh man.
I bet you love Chanabarca. That's my favorite too. That's what I would get, Chanabarca,
Yes.
Beautiful, yes. Blue, green.
You remember I told you about the fish that broke my heart? My Chanoides.
Yeah.
You get it? China, Chanoides. They're snakehead bettas. And that's, they look like little bitty snakeheads.
I think
I actually, and then I lost all of them, and all these other fish are still alive. I haven't owned another one since. That's been a year, and I don't even look for them. It's just.
Oh, don't be heartsick anymore. Don't do that. Get you some. Oh, let me get you some. Hey, don't be like that. You should get you right. some. Ooh, the heartache is some. Real. The heartache
for
is
real.
I feel you. Oh. I won't ever have another fancy goldfish like I had that I had to put down. I won't do it again. That's too bad. So,
Ginger, what's going on?
Jenny.
So this is what a bunny viper looks like. Hi, howdy, Garrick. What's going on? Hope you're both well. Kids are on break, so I get to hang out late tonight. A little bit. All right. Thank you for coming through.
Right on, Zen. That's cool.
But yeah, you know, especially with what I'm going through now, I might need to reset that. Cause man, I've had all kinds of different fish, but I'm a wild better dude. And then when I found those, you know, I had my little pair, and then they had their first spawn, and then I separated those, and then they had another spawn, and I separated those, and then I had I had them everywhere.
Hank, look at you. You're still messed up about it. You're still so madly in love. You just might as well quit lying to yourself and get you one.
Man.
Get you one, baby. Doggone it. I wish I lived near you. I'd get you one for your birthday. I'd be like, now you have to.
Right. That's right. What Jeffrey Watts, I think about 2 days ago, he was like, man, come on, man. You know, you the better dude. All that I know about better was from you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will again.
Oh, so obviously you love that little baby. You need another one.
Yeah. They were. Oh man, it's like they were just multiplying, like your Splendens, you know, like from your stores, whatever. I like those too, but I got rid of those at my LFS. You know, we're back and forth. The Trinoides, I think I had every Trinoides that was ever born here. I had them all. Still, they never went.
He was hoarding them. They're mine.
I had them all. I didn't. Hey, ain't nobody going nowhere yet.
I didn't think I'd like what I would consider predatory fish, like ones that go out, pow, you know, and just get their food. But I love my archer fish. I love my archer fish. And these killifish I have, that's why I love them. You know, I love that they're so just pow, you know, they just are. They're just so, I don't know. I find their hunting behavior fascinating. And they have that flat shovel face. They look like a little pickerel almost is what mine remind me of. And they have a black line on their face. It always looks like a planet. <It's
funny. laughs> That's probably my second favorite fish is killies. Killies of almost all kinds. I was even, now you find them everywhere. I used to breed the Golden Wonders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was all about that. Those are the ones that killifishes look like they're thinking all the time. That's one of the things that make you, you know, kind of same as betters, you know, just like they're thinking, you know.
They're smart.
Not
they're
just swimming aimless, yeah. They're not just
that's
aimlessly.
That's right.
Everywhere.
That's why I love pea puffers. That's why I want some pea puffers, man. I can't get over those eyes and how they just search things out. It's just the greatest.
And they're probably the cutest thing in the tank, but the ones you can't trust.
The only thing in the tank. Yeah, so I hear.
They just lower you. Hey, look at me. I'm so cute. They're not going to eat you. I'm going to bite your tail off. I'm going, you know, come on, puffer.
I'll tell you a funny story. When I was a kid, we were in a fish store, and they had rows and rows and rows of tanks, but they were all open on the top. And there was all these cute little fish, and now I know they were puffer fish. They had all these cute little fish that were coming to the surface. And being a kid, I stuck my finger in there like, come on, little fishy. That little fishy lit onto my finger, and it didn't hurt, but it startled me. I didn't even... And I went, I flung that fish 2 aisles over. And me and my friend went running looking for that thing. And do you believe we found him and got him back in that tank, and he was fine. But it scared me to death. I flung that poor little baby fish all the way across the store. That's what you get. Don't put your hands in the tank.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good at all.
No, but he had a story to tell his friends.
Right?
Yeah. Y'all won't believe what just happened.
That is cool. That is cool. You gotta love it. Gotta love the pee puffer.
Fish are great. Fish are great. Have you ever kept any native fish?
Let me see. What have I had? I have back in like my little people days. You know, I think somewhere around between 10 and 15 ish that era.
Yeah.
I've had some gambusia. We have local little darters that I would keep.
I would love to have some darters. Those are so cute.
All kinds of little pumpkin seeds and, you know, those little panfish. Let me see what else. There's a catfish. That's a little miniature catfish.
Mm.
It's a mad tom catfish. It's little catfish. They're not in any fish stores ever, but they're just a little catfish.
I never heard of that. I had a little albino cat. I had a friend worked at a fish farm, and they found a little albino channel cat and brought it home to me.
Oh, okay.
I kept him for a while. He was cool.
How big did he get?
I kept him until he got about 8 inches. Then I had to let him go. Yeah, I had to. Put him in my pond, you know, back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, Mad Tom would get 3, maybe 4 inches at max. And it reminds you of a channel cat, a little caramel brownish channel cat like looking little catfish.
And
he disappeared in my tank for like a year. And one day I was I decided to take all the little wasn't wood, it was little signs, you know, you had the little ceramic.
Oh yeah. I mean, little ornaments and yeah.
It might be wood and trees, but it was like nowhere near, you know.
Plastic.
Yeah, making it not even looking, you know, real by any means. And he was inside of one of them, I mean, a year. He was eating. I just never saw it.
I've had fish disappear on me, and I remember when I first started fish keeping and hearing people say, I forget how many I had in there, or I forgot I had them. I'm like, how do you forget you had a fish? But it's easy. They disappear sometimes.
And especially sure if you've had them, if you've had them a long, long time, you realize that sometimes when they disappear, you know not to look for them. So
yeah.
When they disappear, you're like, oh, man.
Anybody else looking fat? Yeah, anybody else looking fat?
Until it shows up and you're like, oh, okay. Guess I didn't lose it.
you know, I've been sitting here looking at all this sand all pitted up on a corner and couldn't figure it out for the life of me because I thought my fish were too young. Well, guess what? Those little heckelii are making them a corner.
Gonna get their breed on.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. Nothing will ever make it around here. Not in that tank, not right now.
Oh.
Well, I don't have room for them right now anyway, but circle of life and all that.
Gotcha. Hey, bud, I need you to do me a favor. Do you think you can hold court for a couple of minutes?
Sure.
I got to step on the other side of this camera right quick.
Okay. I can't read. Well, yeah, I can kind of read chat. Let's see. Nope. Uh-oh. I lost y'all for a minute. So how's everybody doing? I don't know what to say. I cannot read chat. Well, he asked me to hold it down. I didn't promise him I'd do a good job, did I? Doing the best I can. So what are y'all doing this evening? Big plans? How about big plans for the 4th of July? Not me. We're gonna be fighting dogs. Dogs get terrified of fireworks around here really bad and like to crawl up on your head. They surely do. So we deal with them for like, well, it ought to start tonight and then it'll go on until the 6th probably when people run out. It's hard to sit up here and just talk, isn't it? Because what do you say to yourself to a screen I know it's y'all. It's not myself. I just wish I could hear y'all or see y'all or something. This is where Patty makes fun of me, right? Y'all can tell me later. How about blue and purple hair?
Listen, she said, well, you're talking to yourself.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I feel like. See, I mean, I know I'm not.
Bob Kayla, thank you. Thank you very much for that super sticker, sir.
Bob felt sorry for you, see? You see, what are you doing, Hank? Here's some money. That's funny. Thank you, Bob. That's very kind. That's sweet. Oh, yeah, don't do that again.
Oh, no, I got you.
Well, you see what I did to your show? I wrecked it fast.
I had some things that was on their way down that, you know, could have ended.
Oh, no.
Could have ended badly over there, so I had to get up and take care of some stuff. Susan, what's going on, mother? Fish tank mom, what's going on? Fish fam mom, I said fish tank mom. Yeah, Mexicali.
Oh, Mexicali. I like Mexicali.
3G.
Did he put green hearts on there? Tell him I'm going to beat him.
I've seen green hearts up higher.
That's Gina.
They were green
probably. Hearty. See, Gina uses them because it's her favorite color, and I use them because it's my favorite color. And if I go on a stream and she's like on it but not typing, then I'll use them. But if she's in there typing, I'll defer to her and go to purple. And so 3G wanted to know how come we were doing it, and we told him it was ours, and he couldn't do it, so now he does it, so. So now we give him a hard time for using green. Because, you know, that belonged to me and Gina and everything. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. my wife's favorite color, too.
Is it? They say smart people. That's what they say. I think they prove it wrong with me, but otherwise, Gina's smart girl.
No, don't do it. You good. They choke on my root beer.
What kind of root beer are you drinking?
This is A&W.
The best kind. Do you have it on floats? Do you have vanilla ice cream floats with it?
Thank you, Sonny Gordon. Thank you very much.
Nice.
What I do is I'll make some coffee. I'll make a super sweet, creamy coffee blended. I got flavored creamers and stuff over here.
Oh, no. Master Hank in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I blend it up, and then I put A&W and ice.
Oh, man. That sounds so good.
Coffee. Oh.
I'm going to try it.
Mm. Yes, I've had Not Your Daddy's root beer before. I think that's what it was called.
I don't drink
much. Is it still around?
Oh, yeah. What's that other? There used to be a root beer I used to drink, too. I can't remember the name of it. It was really good, too.
We got A&W, Barks, yeah. Barrel. Barrel. Old something. Old. Nah. There's this one brand they have. Cream soda, root beer.
Does Shasta make root beer?
Cream cherry. Shasta?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have good cream soda.
I don't think they have root beer.
Oh, who makes it in the bottles? IBC?
Mug root beer. IBC. Yeah, somebody did mug up there. Yes, IBC. Yes. Yes, love the root beers. Now, I have a sad story, you guys, about root beer.
Uh-oh.
All right. My wife was pregnant, I think, with my youngest. I'm not a gambler, you know, really, anything like that, you know. Mind you, my youngest is 19. So, I go to the corner store. My wife is like, bring me back. She's pregnant. Bring me back a root beer. And she only drank, was it the barrel? with the barrel. It was one with the brown, not the A&W brown, but it was like, it had a barrel. I'm not sure which one it was, but. So I go to the checkout and I get a scratch off When Pigs Fly. Well, no, I asked for the When Pigs Fly scratch off. Then I say, oops, I forgot my wife's root beer.
Oh no.
So the guy behind me.
Oh no.
He says, hey, let me get that When Pigs Fly ticket. So he's like a ticket pro, you know, the people that just stand up there. He said, let me get that When Pigs Fly.
That was just cold.
$500.
And your wife pregnant? That's just cold. That's just rude, man. You don't do that. That's just rude.
He scratched it right there at the counter.
Wow.
I'm checking out. Oh, man. I'm like.
He just really wanted to be a jerk, didn't he?
I said, for real, man? You know. Let me get on out this store, you know.
Right. Bless your heart. That's messed up.
Yes. And now, you know, I just have this bad thing with scratch offs, man, at this point. It's like, I'm scared to get a scratch.
You should just have a bad thing with jerks. Don't worry about the scratch off.
Oh, yeah. I have a real bad thing with them.
Yeah, me too.
Who we got? We got Regina Phalanges.
Phalanges.
Sergey Kozlov. Is that a real person or is that somebody with a pirate page? Sergey, are you real?
I think I'm seen it.
If so, welcome in. Eric Wyrock, Fishon Tank Dick, Craig Doniger, what's going on? GRB, good day, mate.
Eric wants to come up here and do his special dance for you.
He has a special dance.
He does now.
I see people with the little dancing. Oh, that's him. That's with the little dancing.
We talked him into twerking, kind of, because Kenny did it the other day on the Aquatic Morning Show. And so I harassed Eric into doing it earlier, and he did too. He surely did.
Kenny E. Daddy Kid Aquatic. What's going on, sir? Welcome in.
Hi, Kenny. Just talking about you.
Twerking.
Yeah. Twerking. He's never going to live it down.
Booty boy.
The funniest part of that was Gina clipped the screen and the three other dudes laughing at him. I have to watch it 10 times in a row just so I can watch each one of them laughing at him because it's so funny. Skipper about fell out of his seat. Jason said he sat there looking like he knew what he was doing. He was waiting to throw out some dollar bills. And Misfit went off screen. I think he was laughing too hard. It was great.
Oh, I hate you. Fisher said he used to strip back in the day for good money.
You lie.
I thought about it. I never did it.
You lie. You did it.
No, I thought about it, but no, I didn't do it.
They say there's good money.
Yeah, that's what they say. I just say I worked the door, you know, at the strip clubs, you know.
Oh, back yeah, in my, right.
My club security days, yeah.
Club security days, I love it.
He's a rump shaker, 3G. All right. Oh my goodness. Most definitely. Now, out of all the fish you have you ever did any intentional breeding, like for profit or anything?
Not for profit. I did breed some Sturbicories. Mostly beyond that, I've had accidental breedings, but I figured they've had a happy situation or they wouldn't have been after it so much. You know, I've given them healthy situations. I've had EBAs breed. Apparently my heckalas want to breed guppies, you know, but I can't take any credit for that. They just do their thing. Yeah, the little stirbys I did and the killifish I did. I bred some of my Achilles. I started with 3. I've got 11 now. Actually, I have 12. I found one. I transferred some plants, and I had them in a snail tank, and I found one tiny little fry in there, and I've been trying to feed him so he'll get big enough where the other ones won't eat him, you know.
Right.
I got to mess up their tanks so they can redo their territories when I put them in there and stuff, so.
Yeah, that's how I used to breed the Golden Wonders. I mean, I knew what to do, but I just never intentionally did it. I would always end up, over and over, I'd end up with this little ugly guppy fry.
The pitiful guppy.
Yeah, I'm like, man, what is...
Where'd you come from? Who's your daddy?
With that guppy? So I take it, put it over in the tank with, you know, guppy fry, because I always have some guppy fry going. Put it over there. You know, you better watch it, though, because after a while, you know, if your guppy fry start disappearing, you know what happens.
Yeah, I heard these guppies, I heard this one, the blue Hawaiian guppies, you know, they don't nearly eat their children nearly as much as the other ones eat their fry. First thing I saw her do is going after those fry. She's mean. One of those females is mean. I never saw a guppy so mean. She's a boss of everybody. She beats everybody up. She eats her own fry. She's just vicious. Yeah. She survives, though. She's the hardest one to catch. She's smart.
Yeah, I used to hear people talk about female guppies beating up male guppies, shredding tails and stuff. And I didn't, you know, I didn't see it for a long time.
Can you blame them? Now. Those poor girls
go sit
never
down.
Get a break.
Go sit down somewhere, right?
Yeah, they never get a break.
Oh, they say go sit down somewhere.
Find something else Pebble, to do.
Tell Foxy we're sending our love to her too, man.
Yeah, we are. Yep. Yep.
Definitely,
always.
Definitely.
I've got some little peppered corys, longfin peppered corys coming from them this week.
I think I saw that fall up the chat there.
Yeah, I do believe they should be coming Tuesday, I think. I'm sure I'll know later today or this weekend, but yeah. They're coming this week, and I've got axolotl coming this week. I bought axolotl.
Okay.
I surely did. That was what messed up my guppy tank. I had my guppies in here, and I was going to move them. I'm going to do this and do that, and I decided I was trying to do things the hard way, and all I needed to do was move these 4 guppies in half, tear down the tank I've already got going, and that way I've got filters and all that, you know, real going real strong for that. So I'm going to play with that this weekend, and she'll be coming next week. So she's I got a leucistic super glow. So both her parents had the GFP in her. Yeah. So, yeah. That's exciting.
Axolotl couldn't live in my fish room.
Why?
Talking about cool water. No.
Oh, it's too hot in there.
Ooh, not in here. No heaters, but no.
I don't have heaters either. And I've got a couple of things running in this room, like a dehumidifier puts off heat. And a couple of other things. Yeah, I had to put a dehumidifier in this room because it's amazing. I pull about, 10, 15 gallons of water out of that thing a day.
What?
I know. It just sucks it right out of my tanks. And I've got lids on all my tanks. So before that, I was having a real hard time breathing. You know, that's why I got it in here. And it made a difference, too. It sure did. It didn't take it long. I can feel a difference in the air, so, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wee.
They're worth it. They're worth it if you can do it. Save your house, too, you know.
Mold and whatnot, and, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
I'm wondering why I have to keep wiping these glasses off when I'm
sitting here. It's too warm in there.
Goodness. Have you ever thought about having like a storefront or anything like that with fish?
No, I've worked in a store. That was enough for me. I worked in a pet store when I was a kid. I've thought about trying to breed some fish and sell a few fish here and there. Shipping makes me nervous. I feel confident I could do it, but you know, you're going to lose fish, you know, everybody's going to lose fish, and that just is heartbreaking to me, you know, to raise them up and try to get them out the door, and the poor guy on the end, you know, and things just go bad, and to me, I don't know, the thing is, I wish I had some friends I could give some fish away to. That's why I have to rely on my other fish for fish control, because we have no local fish store. We've got a PetSmart and a Petco, but they're both about 2 hours away. So, and they don't take anything anymore, I don't think. I think there's a Pet Supplies Plus somewhere near us. They might, well, not near us, but also up there in Tulsa, they might. You know, I'm in the boonies out here. I'm in Henrietta.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in Henrietta. Sure am.
Danica says, Danny says she loves your hair.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. So, yeah, I got it about 5 different colors, including gray. So.
Including gray.
Yes. Gray cannabis, yeah, right?
I might give me another layer on my.
Hey, that looks good. I like that. It looks slick. It does. Give me one in the middle.
Oh.
I love it.
Definitely. Now, out of your stir-by quarries, what do you have any other types of quarries? And have you had any other type of quarries? Because I know we got some quarry fans over here.
Well, I had a tank crash. Well, I say crash. I don't know if that's the proper term. The dirt was too old in it, and I pulled too many plants. Does that count as crashing? Because I had a lot of fish dying after that. I called that a crash, but I had that happen.
I call it a crash.
Yeah, I had 10 orange Venezuelans, and I've got one. I managed to save one. And I told my mom, you know, I think Corey's will kind of hang out with each other, but I know they prefer their own kind of friends, so I want to get him some more. Definitely, because that's a sad one, little Corey all by itself. So I've got him, I've got the stir-bys, I've got peppered quarries coming. I think I've just had stir-bys in the past, like years ago when I kept fish. I think it was stir-bys that I kept. But yeah, I need some more quarries in my life. I think everybody does, so.
Gotcha, both of them. I got one high-feeing, like, quarry. He's black and white, looks like he's got stripes on his. He got this real high-feeing. It was 5 of them. And that's just one. It's been that one for a long time now.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a guppy now.
Yeah. The ugly guppy. There you go. The new children's book, and the ugly guppy. Right?
Ugly guppling.
Yep.
Oh, Jess, what's going on? Welcome in. The ugly guppling.
Yep. I'm all right. Oh. I always talked about writing kids' books. I used to really want to do that. It was one of many things, and that's how to do it.
I'm going to say, you still can. You still can.
I love to do a lot of artwork. I do a lot of artwork. Well, I used to. I used to do a lot more artwork than I do now. But, shoot, I'm still trying to figure out Ed's Christmas painting. I'm the one he won for Fish Fam Christmas 6 months ago. Yeah, that one. I'm having the hardest time with that. I've started it like 3 different times because I do real high detailed, you know, super high detailed, realistic work. And this time I am not. This time I am doing because you know, he likes all those movie monsters and all that kind of cool sci-fi stuff. So I'm doing more of a sci-fi kind of thing with like black light colored paint, and it's of his cat. So I don't want to mess that up, you know. I want it to be right. It's just I'm doing it in crazy colors, and the paints are weird, and I just want it to be really nice for him. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you. I didn't know you was an artist.
Well, I used to be an artist. I dabble a little bit here and there.
See, my daughter painted that for my birthday a few years back.
That's nice. That's very cool. Man, I know you love that, especially the first one she got it for you, right? Like, didn't that blow your mind?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I think that fish is what got me live streaming. Not really, but I was on whose stream was it? Rob 93. Rob and Funk had a live stream together. And they asked, what's your favorite fish in your fish room? I was like...
Oh, that one. Good answer.
This is my favorite fish in my fish room.
That's the right answer. That's a good answer.
And she actually sold a painting to
I believe it.
His channel is Bourbon Bounty. He streams now. He tastes and gives his reviews of different bourbons. And right now, whenever he streams, over one of his shoulders, depending on where he's sitting, you can see the picture. It was a commission. He sent her a bunch of pictures, and he told her just to do her. So she did. She had the background with barrels, whiskey, well, you know, bourbon barrels.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a big barrel in the forefront with a glass and a bottle sitting on it. And the glass looks like you can reach. I mean, the bottle is good, but that bourbon glass with the little shot in it looks like you can reach and grab it and take it off of the pitcher.
That's awesome. He loved that. People love that, you know, when they get a commissioned piece of artwork. They do love that.
Yeah, he got it for himself for his birthday.
Good for him. Good for him. And he loves it, too. So that's fantastic. Yeah,
and that's when I learned how much postage costs on, you know, stuff. I'm like, oh my God, and you still want it? Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna be mad. I don't think she's gonna be mad either.
That's funny.
Oh, but yeah, no, I didn't know. I did not know. Those wonderful talents. All we have to do is just. You just nurture them and just keep them going. Keep them going.
Yeah. I've always liked to learn new things. You know, I've kind of always been all over the place because of that. You know, it might be ADD. That might have something to do with it. But I definitely, definitely like to learn new things. And it seems like I'll learn them and master them and then I'm over it. Then I'm on to something else. You know, I get bored. Got to do something else.
Yeah, that sounds like ADD. I'm here to.
It does.
I'm here to attest to that, Coach. My daughter paints. My son, he draws. He did like he doesn't really do that anymore, but he used to do like I guess you would call it charcoal because it would be pencil lead also or other charcoal.
Yeah.
And when he was in high school, he won. He was in the beta club, you know, for you know.
Yeah, I do.
And then he won second place. In the state of Texas,
wow.
in their art contest deal, and we got our first and only vacation. It was three nights in Virginia because that's where the national competition was. So he qualified his whole school to go to nationals, and I think he got 21st or something like that at nationals. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, he was real
though.
Good. And then he just stopped doing it. I'm like. But all of it, I painted, I could draw, I wrote poetry, fiction. I mean, all kinds of stuff that I don't do anymore either. I mean.
Yeah. Well, it makes you a well-rounded person, though, as well, you know. I mean, it makes you interesting, I think, you know, in
right?
a way. So, can always surprise people.
And the one I talk about is riding bulls, right? Don't tell
yeah,
them about
right?
that. Yeah. I don't tell them about the, you know, oh, yes, I'm artistic, too. No, I used to ride bulls.
Let me write you a poem about it. Sketch you a little drawing.
For real. Do it all. I want all of the monies. I'm going to put it all these little sections. I got, it's animated. It's an actual poem. And here's a book for it.
That's
do
right.
Do a children's
right.
story.
Going on tour, yeah.
I even wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here you go.
Here you go. That's right.
What
great.
Is, I like to ask this. This is my new thing because I told you about the stream I had with 503 and the snacks.
Yeah.
What is your guilty snack pleasure?
Oh, no. Well, I can tell you recently we've been making a, just out of a box. We used to never do this. Everything used to be from scratch, and I mean from scratch, like from scratch, not like what scratch means now out of a box. But now we make a cake. It's just a, what is it? It's a chocolate devil's food cake. And we've been putting chocolate chip ice cream in the middle of it, and making a freezer cake, making an ice cream cake. And then just in the middle of the night, you can go cut you a wedge and slap some Cool Whip on it. It's great.
Hey.
So that's been the most recent one.
Ooh, I am about the pastries and cookies type of snack.
Oh,
and
like
ice
cookies.
Cream, you can put it in there. But yeah, I'm about that. I'm not a big candy dude. But I do cakes, cookies, and brownies.
Cake pie or cookie? If you had to pick.
Ah, pie, I guess.
What kind?
You know what a chess pie is?
I do.
chest pie, cheese pie area.
Right.
I like cheesecakes. I like cheesecakes too.
Oh, I love cheesecakes.
Those old school like chest pies. Yeah.
Yeah. I love cheesecake. I don't
Regina,
put
Regina, thank you very much for that super sticker.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, I don't put anything on cheesecake though. Just cheesecake. Cheesecake plain.
Yeah, I don't like the cherry, the pineapple. Yeah, I just want cheesecake.
Yeah, you don't want anything to mess that up. Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh, I tell Garcia. You what, I love tiramisu. You like tiramisu? Do you know it? It's an Italian. You can get it at Olive Garden.
It's like the crispy, almost like the turnover.
Well, no, but it's like, they're like little, what do they call them, lady fingers? It's like a little cake, and they line them up in a dish. They're like these little cakes, and then they put like a liqueur on them, like a coffee liqueur, and then there's almost kind of a vanilla custard type of thing on top, and they dust it with cocoa. It's really good. Very good.
I think I still know the little cake part. It's crispy, isn't it?
No, because it's soaked in alcohol. Yeah, it's soaked in alcohol. Yeah, okay. They put that in the pan and then they pour like the coffee liqueur on it, and then they put like a 2-inch layer of like a custard on top. It's really good.
Yeah, I need to look into that because I used to indulge in a little Desirano back in the day.
Go to a Olive Garden and try a piece there. That's a pretty decent example. Pretty decent. Yeah.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Yep. It's T-I-R-A-M-I-S-U. Tiramisu. Yeah. Tiramisu. Very good.
Let's see the land though. Oh, I hear you, Whip. I hear you, man. I'm glad you came through. I'm glad you visited us. God bless you. Thank you,
Whip,
thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Glad to see you, Whip.
Most definitely. Yeah, see, I stream so late. You know, I get a lot of people, you know, on the replays. That's why I tell them, I say, I don't trip on the replays as long as you see it.
That's
right.
As long
as you see it. I'm not even tripping it. So if you keep your eyes open just long enough to slide through here, we're good.
I'll be watching this again with my mother. You know, Mama's got to see it. You know, she does.
Oh, yeah.
And she won't want to just watch it. She'll want me to watch it so she can say, "You're so cute" the whole time, right?
Hey, you gotta love a mom, man.
Oh, that's a
great
mom.
Not mad at all. When they still here with you, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Every minute, I cherish every minute with her. Certainly do. Get to see her every day. We tell each other we love each other. Oh man, it's sickening. Sometimes, you know, step in and out of a door because we're both ADD. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay, Mom, I love you. I love you too. Oh, honey. Yes, ma'am. Blah, blah, blah. I love you. I love you, too. I love you, too. It's like all day long. It makes people crazy. But, hey, it's going to be the last thing she hears from me every time she walks away from me. Every time. Or thank you, or I appreciate you. Usually that's the sentence. You know, those are the sentences. So, yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, and Melvin asked a long time ago, and I forgot. What size does that take behind you?
Oh, this monster, that's 180. That's
Melvin,
180.
If you're still in here, it's 180.
And it's empty. Hello. Yeah, I got
it. Says he wants it.
No. I want, you know, look, this tank right here, that's a bucket list tank. And the only reason I have such a thing is because I sold my house. I decided, you know, we're going to pay a lot of bills. We're going to pay off some on this house. We're going to do some things. But we each wanted to do something fun. And I decided that was my fun thing. I decided, okay, I got to sell my house, but I'm buying this giant tank for my room. So that's what I did. I wanted to put it in the living room, but she wanted it in my room. You know, she wanted me to enjoy it back here. So that's where it is, you know.
Gotcha. Regina says, any cake soaked in rum is better. Sage Lindsay says, a face to the name.
I know, that's a weird thing, isn't it? You get an idea about how, who someone is or something, and then you see them and it's a different thing altogether. Yeah.
No, maybe you didn't pitch, because see, I didn't have a pitch at all. I wanted to see.
Oh, that's true. You hadn't seen me, have you, Hank?
No.
It hadn't even occurred to me that we hadn't seen each other, because I see you all the time.
Oh, well, yeah, right. I got you. That's just like people. And usually when I invite you up, I realize, hey, I don't follow you.
Right. Right. Oops.
How is that possible?
That's right. I don't know. YouTube does that stuff to us sometimes, I think, you know? Because I know that I subscribe to people, and then all of a sudden I'm not subscribed anymore. And I heard someone said if you don't go over often enough, right? Is that the thing?
YouTube is real good for it.
They need to mind the business.
They will do it. They will do it. I don't understand. They will do it. That's crazy. Yes, all they have to do is just leave you alone. Just leave you alone. Let it ride. Now, I think they should have like this this robot that can tell if you paid for them. You know, hey, if they bought the subs, take them. But other than that, if somebody touched that button, leave it alone.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Isn't that the point? Yeah.
Most definitely.
Quit taking my haters. Stuff.
The haters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with a bunch of haters.
Said, yeah, I will sub to you. Yeah, right? They'll do it. I'm telling you, I sit and watch. I go and watch my numbers just do, 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 do. Just go and watch them. I lose in game. My average is 3.
Yeah.
The three is consistent. Just weekly. Do, 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 do. Then I'll have to get maybe 5. And then 2 will stay.
Right.
Then it's the 3. Do, 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 do. Then, you know, get another jump. It's all right.
Well, that happened to Misfit. He was waiting to hit 250 for a giveaway. And we kept telling him, man, once you hit it, you've hit it. It doesn't matter if they take it away from you, because they're gonna. You know, they take it back. Yeah. They give it, you know, back and forth. That's not how I felt about it. When I hit 100, I was 100. When I hit 200, I was 200. You know, that was it. I was happy. Did I hit 200? I don't even think I've hit 200. Yeah, I did. But I don't care. I'm not trying to. That's the thing. You know, people have a channel and there's things they're trying to do with it. And they're, you know, I don't have a channel. I always laugh, you know, that kind of thing for me, because for me is where I share like videos of my fish with my friends. That's what I do. And then I became more and more friends with, you know, Fish Fam. And then I really had people to show them to, you know. And people get sick of saying you're one dang fish. So interesting. I'm on a filming hiatus until I get, you know, my tanks. I'm rearranging a couple of tanks, so. And I'm getting that little axolotl, so she'll get some FaceTime pretty soon.
Right?
Yeah.
What's it? Cuties.
Oh, man. Too cute. Little four-inch baby. Pink as
ABC.
She can be.
Welcome in, ABC. Most definitely. Well, ma'am, we are hitting the mark. We're at 58 right now. This is what I'm going to want you to do.
Okay.
Is there anything? You're going to have to give us something.
Okay.
I want you to, and you. This is the first time I did this, but I'm following the high power right now.
Okay.
I want you to tell everybody that's looking at you right now, I want you to tell them something. Something that can propel them forward. Something, you know, that they can sit on their heart and resonate with them.
I'd be hard pressed to tell them anything better than what you tell them, which is tell people that you love them. Tell them, you know, and gosh, you just really always should, because you just never know. People walk out the door and just be gone. And we think things and we feel things for people, but we get caught up in life and just, you know, we got to run to the store and we got to do this. And take 3 seconds and hug that person and kiss their face and surprise them. Tell them you love them. You know, I mean, really, that's, and be kind, you know, be as kind as you can. You never know who you're talking to. You never know what that'll do for someone. Just always be kind. Reach out if you can. You know, that would be my 2 cents.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. And I got mine. I mean, I do it anyway. But working at the prison, I have told a whole kitchen full of prisoners that I love them.
That's right.
You know, and I say, yeah, some of you guys haven't heard this before. You know, so, for the first time,
ever.
You know, some of you, yeah. Hey, man, you know, that's ever. Not, no, I'm like, no, I'm going to say it to you today. I love you. You know, oh, man, when I left the facility I'm at now, I came back to. I came to this facility in 2014. 2017, I left to go to another facility. And we have, you know, count time, and I was on second shift. So it was my final count on my last day. And these guys bought a card.
Yeah.
And they all signed it, about 30 signatures. And they all wrote in it something they remember. Something I said, something I did, you know, just something that, and everybody had something, which was so good, you know, so good. It's on my nightstand right now. Everybody had something for me. Those guys laid hands on me, prayed, cried, you know. And for me to be able to see that, I was always privy to certain things, like some guys who worked with me would go to visitation and their teenager who they've been away from for so long is now acting up and showing them that, hey, Dad, you're not here, you can't tell me nothing type of situation. And the guy would come in, knock on the door, come into the kitchen, because I was in food service until I changed departments here recently. Come in there, basically to cry. And I come in, hey, man, close the door. Close the door behind me. Give them something to drink or something, because they knew I was just going
to be there.
Yeah, let him go. You can talk to me. You can do, just let it out, whatever you need to do. You know, and then they clean up, go back out in the population. You know, and I have never shied away from telling them. You know, grown men, hardened. Now, I know some killers, like, literal. You know, you hear,
yeah.
They'll tell you, don't ask them what they did. You know,
no.
You see them every day and you're working with them. Don't ask.
Don't ask, yeah.
If you got a weak constitution, don't ask them what they did. Don't do it. You might retire early. Don't ask them what they did.
See, you touched a lot of people's lives that way, you know. I mean, like you said, some of those people have never probably been told they were loved, ever.
Yep.
I've never thought it was wrong for men to tell each other they love them or for men to cry. I think that's the silliest thing that this society frowns on it when men cry. I mean, they've got tear ducts. They've got
cry.
Feelings. That's right. You better. That's right. Because if you don't, you're going to end up killing somebody probably. You know?
You better cry or explode. Pressure burst pipes. I cry, and I had some pipes try to burst on me, you know, in March when I had that little stroke or whatever. So,
oh, I bet.
Yeah, you know, and trust me, I am comfortable with my emotions. And that's, you just think about it, I was still carrying stuff around, you know.
Sure.
For the people who don't know how to let it out, oh my God, you're walking that thin rope, you know, oh.
All the time, yeah.
You don't want it to snap. You don't want it to snap.
No.
Let's see. Who do we got came in that I can highlight before we get up out of here? I know I saw Griffin's Fish Room, T-Bone.
T-Bone.
Welcome in, y'all. Welcome in.
Gotta love somebody named T-Bone. Gotta love that.
T-Bone. You have to say it like this. T-Bone.
T-Bone.
What's up, T-Bone?
What's up, T-Bone? I can't do my lip.
Hey, T-Bone. Hey, and T-Bone be over there on that guitar and singing, so, hey, it works, T-Bone already.
I'll be slapping a T-Bone on my grill.
4th of July?
Oh, I wish. Well, actually, we did get a steak. We sure did. That's something we do, man. We try, you know, we pinch pennies all over the place, but every payday we'll get us a steak. This one, just, you know, we have nice meals together, but they're nothing fancy. But we always have that nice steak and potato and do the whole steak thing. Yeah, we just treat ourselves. Oh. You gotta treat yourself okay sometimes, man. You got to. Or all those beans and rice meals would kill you. All that ramen, you know.
Ooh, I used to go crazy on some steak until my teeth decided, hey, I don't know. if I'm really wanting to cooperate with that steak today. So now I just like look at it, you know. I don't feel like just chewing it on one side.
Yeah. That's where you gotta get those. You gotta get those tender cuts, baby. You gotta get the tender cut of steak, let it sit 5 minutes, cut across the grain. Yeah.
And see, that's the getting to it. I tell people all the time, if it's fresh, like fresh, let me get it right now. Right now, I go right on through there. Oh man, you don't want to let it sit for a little bit. Oh,
I mean, right off that grill. Yeah, you got it. It seals in those juices just for a minute. It's not gonna hurt anything.
No, I mean, too long. Like I don't.
Oh no. No, there's no too long. That thing disappears.
Yes, there's no bringing it back.
I got me a fork halfway to the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Smell that steak.
I used to order like 18. But a twin 18, 20 ounce T-bone. I mean, no, tomahawk.
Porterhouse.
Tomahawk was me. I used to love it. and just give me a knife, a fork, and some kind of sauce and some crackers. I don't even want sides. I don't.
A napkin and a root beer.
I might eat the sides later or something. A salad. Let me get some salad. But I want all of that meat. Except for you, two channels will automatically transfer data from one child to another and watch time. Another matrix will start over. Yes, they will. Right now, T-Bone, I'm trying to figure out. That's Zen. I'm talking T-Bone. She's talking GRB. I have my two channels. I have this one, and I have Hank's Wild About Herps. And I'm streaming at the same time on both channels.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm monetized on this one. So, of course, this one is going to get the credit for that video. But now, the video is over there. So if I happen to get monetized over there, I probably won't be able to. They've streamed at the same time and they're both my channel. But I wonder how does that work?
Oh, that's messed up.
My same account, you know, both channels on the same account. But I wonder how that's gonna work because I'm shooting them both. I guess I'll find out sometime later.
Oh, that's funny. I've got a moth on the backside of my aquarium tank and I got a severum trying to make lunch out of it.
You know, I saw that moth come through earlier.
Did you?
He went through back there behind you.
Well, now he's teasing a fish and that fish is frustrated.
Oh, that moth better watch it. He might end up a meal.
He will if he slips over the edge of that pool. Those archer fish will get him.
Soup.
Yep. They're great.
Oh. Well, all right. Yeah, they definitely are. They definitely are. We gonna wind on up out of here. Hey, y'all. Thank you for coming through. Every week. Thank you for coming through. Sitting in, you know, with little old me and my wonderful guests. All we want to do is just bring you inside. Let you sit down and be a fly on the wall in these conversations. Let you know that these are real people with real lives. We have the same interests. But there's also those things that separate us, you know? And I want you to be able to see this in, you know, in our fish fam, you know, because sometimes we'll get it twisted. You know, and we think everybody's the same and everybody thinks the same, but we don't. But that's a beautiful thing.
It is a very good thing, all this diversity. And it's lovely that so many people of all different ages and races and creeds can all come together and in so many ways, you know, and still be family. And we can all not agree with something and still be a family. I mean, that's what family does, is not agree sometimes. So
yeah,
it's good to keep coming back, though. And the support that people give and the love that people give is amazing. Amazing.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most outside of ourselves, it is a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. And for you guys, check it out. The replay. Thank you for coming through and checking it out. And remember, all of my live streams that I put over on my podcast. So if you can't watch, you can listen. You see her getting a flex on over there.
Yeah, yeah. Ma'am. You're doing that big. Hey.
Let go. Welcome, man. Coming through. I'm about to leave, man. But hey.
See ya.
I'm about to leave, man. But I want you to look at the replay, Letka. That's one of my reptile fans.
Oh, nice.
My reptile family.
Okay.
Over there on the other side.
Okay, you know, I'll be there.
I, I hang out with them over there. Okay. Saturdays is dedicated to my herps, to my ball pythons, to my constrictors of all sorts, to my lizards, to my turtles, frogs.
Do you have an axolotl?
You know what? Hey. It's not a fish. Okay.
That's an amphib, man. That's close enough. That's a good crossover project right there.
There we go. Yeah, there you go. You shot me one. All right. Axolotl. Most definitely.
Killifish.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a better fish. You got to get that better fish.
I'm going to get them back. But yes, ma'am, I appreciate you very much. Thank you. Thank you for saying yes and coming on.
Honey, thank you for having me so much. It's been an honor and a privilege, and I've really enjoyed it. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, y'all. Remember, tell somebody that you love them. Tell them you love them. Please do.
Love you.
And we out. Peace.
Bye, Hank.